Sun and science. Travel network.
operation of the microscope, we have learned of a world hidden within the very things that appear ordinary to our naked eye.
Itself places a limit on any further magnification.
For here we are looking at structures in the size range of the shortest wavelengths of light.
Phase contrast microscope and the differential interference microscope. ability of an imaging system to separate or resolve details. Focusing light onto the lead of the condenser improves resolution. However, the image now has a washed-out appearance due to flare caused by light spilling in around the edges of the objective. Eliminating flare is the purpose of an iris. It shapes the cone of light focused up from the condenser so that it just fills the lens. Looking in the microscope, flare vanishes as the field just begins to darken, producing a high-resolution, flare-free image. When the iris is used to cut out flare, contrast, how the subject stands out against his background, improves. Further closing of the iris produces more contrast, but at the expense of resolution. This relationship between contrast and resolution, controlled by the iris, gives you some choices when viewing clear, unstained specimens. A case in point, living in a lake near our laboratory are organisms that are so transparent they are virtually invisible under normal bright field illumination. These strange creatures could only be seen by closing the iris beyond the normal amount in order to gain enough contrast to make structures like the eye and heart observable.
Construction of such articles.